glory, Shri Guru
Maharaj. Trinadapi sunichena tarari vasahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama harinama harinamaiva kevalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. So Tripta and Roma wants everybody in the back to come up front. Come on. I don't bite. I put on nice cologne before I came. Come on. I have no exceptions. Everybody come. Come on. So where? Oh, there she is. So every year, Roma gives me an assignment, a topic. This year, she really gave me a tough one. You gave it to me at least a week ago. And still, to this very moment, I have no idea what I'm going to say. I know. So first, here is the theme Roma gave me. It's from Mr. Emmanuel Tene, an American physician, clinical professor of psychiatry at Wayne State University. He's a forensic psychiatrist and a Jewish Holocaust survivor.
Wow.
Here is the quote that inspired Roma. In her email assignment, she said that this really helps her. Am I right? Here's the quote. As your faith is strengthened, you will find that there is no longer the need to have a sense of control, that things will flow as they will, and that you will flow with them to your great delight and benefit. Faith, my spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, he has a nice definition of faith. This was the only thing I could salvage. He says, faith means unflinching trust in something sublime. Now, something sublime means that there's this thing that is so nice and many times beyond description. Sublime means it's so nice. Hopefully, your marriage is sublime. You agree? Is your marriage sublime? Look at that, Roma. Very nice. Unflinching trust, that is not so easy to obtain. I learn from my spiritual master, faith is developed by association. In the 17th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna brings up this topic of faith. And Krishna says, yes, there are three kinds of faith. Faith in the mode of goodness, passion, and ignorance. Someone may say, how could you have faith in the mode of ignorance? Las Vegas is faith in the mode of ignorance. People who take shelter of intoxication, that's faith in the mode of ignorance. Faith in the mode of passion? Harish told me that on Christmas Day, he regrets that he took his family to see a movie, Wolf of Wall Street. That's faith in the mode of passion. I haven't seen it, but just by the clips I see. That's faith in the mode of passion. Faith in the mode of goodness here. This is faith in the mode of goodness. The mode of goodness is steeped in religious principles. It is grounded in the association of what we call sat, truth, and people who are trustworthy with good qualities, good people. And the best kind of faith is when you can associate with a devotee of the Lord. A devotee of the Lord is somebody who has faith in God, and it's unflinching. You all know better than me the Mahabharata, how Pandavas, Kunti, Draupadi, how throughout their whole life they were tested time and time and time again. But throughout all the tribulations, they never lost their faith. Especially, it is remarkable, I'm reading since July, I started reading the Mahabharata, and I'm very impressed with all the different characters. Draupadi, for example, it is described in there in the Mahabharata how she had complete faith in Krishna. And in some respects, more so than her five husbands at times. And especially her faith was tested when she was being abused and dragged into the assembly, the Asat Sabha, the assembly of rogues. Yes. And what does she teach us on this question of faith? My spiritual master taught me this. At first, Draupadi was holding on to her single cloth. And who was pulling? Dushasan. Right? Dushasan is buff. He's a kshatriya. So after some time, she realized how I can protect myself. So she threw up both her arms and cried out to Govinda, "You save my honor." And Krishna also has unflinching faith and trust in his devotees. And so Krishna supplied all the cloth. And my spiritual master tells the story. They pulled and pulled and pulled. They never got to see naked beauty of Draupadi. My spiritual master says there was heaps of cloth. As they were pulling, Krishna was supplying. Even during the battle, at the end of each day, the Pandavas would come back. And some days, as in any battle, some days you're good, some days you get very disheartened. But Krishna was there, and they believed in Krishna, and they had faith in Krishna. So the question now becomes, how do I get the faith? I want that unflinching trust in God. How do I don't have it now. How do I get it? Yeah, you can't go online and order it on Amazon.com. You can't do that. It's not that kind of a thing. But you can get it. Anybody here a doctor? Do we have any doctors in the house? Thank you, doctor. You're invited to come up to the front. So doctors know that many diseases, they're very contagious. Am I right, doctor? And if you're not careful, if you come in contact with that contagious disease, you'll get it. And as a doctor, you take all precautions, do you not? Right. And you can get it, like some diseases, you can get just by coming in contact with their breath. Am I right? It's transmitted, right? Or by the blood. So it's by contact. So if you want faith in God, you have to get it from somebody who already has it. You have to associate with a faithful person. Throughout tonight, when the different devotees were chanting and everyone was saying their realization, their new year, I was urging them, speak something. Many of them said that I want to get the association of devotees. Devotee is someone whose life and soul is God. Their life and soul. That person you associate with, gradually you will get their faith. You will get that kind of disease. The disease where you have unflinching trust in God. Duryodhan, he did not have unflinching trust in anything other than his own powers. Duryodhan believed in himself. Right now, if Duryodhan was alive, he'd have millions of Facebook followers. He'd have 1 billion tweets. Because he had so much faith in his own powers. And what to speak? There have been many great demons in the demon sampradaya. Hiranyakashipu, Hiranyaksha, Ravan, Kamsa. They also had great faith in their own powers. But the day came, it was all taken away. And they saw, no. The young boy Prahlad, he had great faith in the Lord Narsingha. And no matter what his father did to try to kill him, the boy simply remembered his Lord. And he was protected. All the great saints in the past, whether it be in the Hindu tradition or the Christian tradition, they have this same quality. Complete faith in God. My spiritual master for me, over the years, I've been thinking why I remain faithful to him. And the thing that keeps coming back and back and back each time. Anybody here 70 years old or above? So, when my spiritual master was 70 years old, he got on a boat with 40 rupees. That's it. And came to America on the order of his spiritual master to start this Hare Krishna movement. He was 69, but he had his 70th birthday on the boat on the way over. And for 1 year, Krishna tested him. No success. Almost 1 year, nothing to show for all that. On the boat, he suffered 2 heart attacks. He didn't give up. He had complete faith, unflinching trust in something sublime known as Krishna. And whenever I think about, he came when he was 70 years old. He came for me. Nobody else. I've heard so many gurus and this and that, but he came to deliver me. Therefore, I can never give him up. Some years ago, somebody was trying to tell me, oh, you should go and see this person. I said, no. I have given my heart to Srila Prabhupada in 1973. I'm not going to take it back now. Just as on my wedding day, I gave my heart to my wife. And I remember very clearly, the priest said, and there will be no separation. And then she repeated with big eyes, yes, there will be no separation. You remember that? Another time, one lady, she started to attend my lectures at the Radharaman temple. She is a disciple of Amma, the hugging guru. So she was attending some of my lectures. And then one day she said, Prabhuji, you talk so many things. You should just accept Bhagavad Gita, nothing else. When people tell me so many things, I say, yes, yes, yes. It goes like this. Because I'm fixed with what my spiritual master tells me, not anybody else. And then another time she came. She said, Prabhuji, you should just accept Krishna and not your guru. And that's when I lost it. I said, no. No. He is my spiritual master. He is the one that pulled me out of the mode of ignorance. And the same way, I have given my life. I took initiation. At that time of initiation, I said, my initiation was before. Harish was asking me before you came. He asked me how I came to this Krishna consciousness. So I told him that I was reading the book, The Life Story of Krishna. And then Harish said, I want that book. So Harish, I will make sure you get that book. So here's what happened. One day I was so much in the mode of ignorance. It was 12 o'clock midnight. And I was completely distraught. Completely miserable. And I had gotten that book a month or two, but I never read it. But on this night, I said, where is that book? I read chapter 1, chapter 2, 3, 4. By 3 o'clock, it was chapter 6. After reading chapter 6, I closed the book. I said, I'm giving my life to Srila Prabhupada and his movement. Hari Bol. May Krishna bless you. That was my initiation. I gave my heart, and I cannot take it back from him, because to me, he is sublime. Every day, I listen to his kirtan. Hours I spend listening to his kirtan. And when I hear his kirtan, it enhances my faith. Be careful. Be careful. No, no, no. You'll get burnt. You should take. You could get hurt. So, I could go on for 2 hours, but I'm not. My point is, be careful with who and what you associate with, because that is going to determine your faith. If you listen to Rush Limbaugh, you will get a certain kind of faith. If you listen to Beyonce, you will get a certain kind of faith. If you listen to devotees, you will get a certain kind of faith. And if you watch Wolf of Wall Street, you'll get a certain kind of faith. So, somebody mentioned, I forget, life is very short. And there's no guarantee for anyone that we will see tomorrow. Doctor, can you guarantee that? When you get a patient, can you guarantee that patient, I guarantee I will cure you? Can you guarantee? A little bit? Be careful. Malpractice. So, choose your association wisely. Associate with devotees. Hear from the devotees, the good people, the saintly people, the holy people. And then you will also get that strong faith in God. Because at the time of death, all of us will be tested at the time of death. Whatever we have been practicing, whatever faith we have developed, everybody's developing a certain kind of faith. It will all be tested at the time of death. Good luck. The Bhagavad Gita teaches us, whatever I am thinking of at the time of death determines the next chapter of life. So, I have to be very conscientious. I have to develop strong faith so that the time of death, I am resolute and I am able to put my trust and faith in God, in Krishna. And if I am really good, then at the time of death, are we able to chant his holy name? Everybody, loudly. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama.
The other day, I was at the ISKCON Temple in Los Angeles. Every year, I recite the entire Bhagavad Gita. Every year we do a yajna. We recite the entire 700 shlokas of Bhagavad Gita from start to finish. It takes about 4 hours. After each verse, swaha. So I lead the chanting. Om Dhritarashtra Uvacha Dharma Chaitre Kurukshetre Samaveta Yuyutsava Pandavaka. Swaha. 700 verses. So that was earlier in December. And midway through the program, I made an announcement that this is how I want to give up my body. So that one time when I'm chanting in the Bhagavad Gita, 50 years from now, of course. But that's how I want to give Sri Bhagavan. Could there be a better way to give up my body? I want to leave my, or else if not that, while I'm doing Harish's program. So that in the middle of Hare Krishna, will you bless me? I'm going to give you all blessings after the program. Now I want your blessings. Quid pro quo. I want you all to raise your hands and bless me that I can leave my body remembering Krishna. Come on, bless me.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.